Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. And the scribes decided to ask Jesus, which is the first of all the commandments? Jesus replied, this is the first. Hear, Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. Therefore you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. This is the second. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There's no other commandment greater than these. Gospel of the Lord. One of the most important symbols in baptism is that big candle. One of the symbolos más importantes, la vela alta y gorda. The name of the candle is the Paschal candle. Nombre de la vela que tiene nombre y apellido, Sirio Pascual. What does a candle symbolize? Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Jesús dijo, yo soy la luz del mundo. It represents Jesus, who rose from the dead. But all of you, you're going to be lighting your small candle from the big candle. Cada uno va a prender su velita chiquita de la vela grande. Then you're going to be walking through that door and you're going to be cupping your hand. Va a pasar por la puerta, pero va a tapar la vela. Why? You don't want that candle to be blown out. Jesus is the light of the world, but also you're called to be the light of the world. You're called to give the light of good example to your children. Son llamados para dar la luz de buen ejemplo a los niños. Fácil que se pague la luz. Tantas tentaciones, ¿no? Easy for that candle to be extinguished. So today I would like to suggest three ways to keep that fire burning. Number one is prayer. Do you know that prayer brought fire? ¿Sabe que la oración trajo fuego? Pentecost. Pray for 9 days, 9 nights, and then fire came. It was the fire of the Holy Spirit. Fuego del Espíritu Santo. I think one of the biggest problems of the Catholic Church, Catholics are asleep. We say in New York, they're deadbeats. Apagados. Apagados. Deadbeats. There's no fire. No hay fuego. Porque no hay oración. People that don't pray, they're spiritually asleep, spiritually dead. So starting today, we're going to start to pray. Amen? Empezando hoy, vamos a empezar a rezar. 2 years ago, I went to Florida to visit some of my relatives. Relatives who live in Orlando and Vero Beach, no? Florida. No? And one of my relatives, my godson, he's got 3 children now. When I went to visit, one of his children was 2 years old. And they told me that the little guy could already pray the creed and the rosary. I didn't believe him. 2 years old. He said, Mikey, Father the priest is here. See, show him that you can pray. 2 years old. I believe in God, the Father, Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, crucified, died, and was buried. 2 years old. Where did he learn that? Where did he learn that? From his father and his mother. They didn't come from nowhere. Pray the rosary. He was only 2 years old. Okay, 2 days later, he was going to be 3. Okay, say he was 3 years old. Okay. Not bad, huh? That comes from good parents. Most of the children that come into catechism, they're 7 or 8, they don't even know how to make the sign of the cross. Not to mention the creed, they don't even know what the creed means. No? And who's at fault are the parents? Parents are spiritual deadbeats. Padres apagados. Apagados. La vela se apaga. So that's one thing we're going to work on starting today. We're going to start to pray a little bit more, a little bit better. Amen? Second is this. How many Catholics here this morning? Quanti Catholics aquí? No? La mitad? Los otros son... Son testigos de Jehová. If I ask you a Catholic and they say, si en poco, padre. Poquísimo. Poquísimo. You know, one of the differences between the Catholic Church and the other Christian churches is our sacramental life. We got the sacraments. Got 7. So as good parents and godparents, we got to go to church. Not simply on the day of the baptism, but go to church, at least every Sunday. But you shouldn't be on a caliente banca. You know, I got a soccer player who's a caliente banca? Yeah. Second string, huh? A caliente banca is a bench warmer, huh? Or a water boy, huh? Too many caliente bancas in the church. Calentando la banca. Can't be a caliente banca. You got to go up and receive Holy Communion. What happened if I celebrated my birthday and my mother came and prepared a really good meal for you, and then half of you were just looked at the meal, you didn't eat any of it. You would offend my mother and my family too. If there's a banquet that's prepared, you got to eat. Si tiene banquete, no tiene que ser caliente banca. Tiene que comer de la fiesta. She said, tomorrow we want to see all of you in Mass. But not just be physically present, participate in Mass and receive the Eucharist, Holy Communion. Esto más grande que podemos hacer en nuestra vida es tomar la hostia, comulgar. It's the greatest thing we can do is receive Holy Communion. And all of you ought to go to best beauty parlor in town. You know the best beauty parlor in town? The confessional. Called the beauty parlor. No? Mejor salón de belleza en el mundo, el confesionario. Muy barato. The beauty parlor, because our soul has to be beautified of the ugliness of sin. Sin is ugliness. Makes us ugly. So really live our Catholic faith, we have to receive the sacraments. And lastly, we're going to be, at the end of this ceremony, we're going to be consecrating your children to Mary. Al final de la celebración, vamos a hacer una consagración a María, a la Virgen de Fátima. So all of you have to have great love for Mary. What Mary wants more than anything else, she wants you to pray the rosary. I see Catholics have the rosary, but they wear it around their neck. Especially the cholos, huh? Cholos, no? Cholitos, no? Que tenga buena suerte contra los otros cholos, no? Y no lo disparen, no? It's not a good luck charm. It's not a Christmas decoration. You ever hear Padre Pio? You know, once Emily, Padre Pio, he asked one of his brothers to bring him his weapon. And the brother said, Father Pio, I thought you believed in peace. You're a son of St. Francis. Make me an instrument of your peace. You go to my habit, mi Santana. They're going to find a weapon. So the brother went to his religious habit and is trying to find where the weapon was. And he couldn't find a pistol or a bazooka or a rifle. He couldn't find it in his habit. The only thing he could find in his habit was a rosary. And he brought it to Padre Pio. Padre Pio, I couldn't find any weapon, but I could only find your rosary. That is my weapon. My spiritual weapon. To beat the devil. Huh? Mataro Chamuco, huh? You want to have a aplastar chamuco, huh? Nasha arma. So pray the rosary. Only takes 15 minutes. I don't have time. Ah, you got time to watch football. Time to eat tacos, huh? Time to be un chismoso. Huh? Chismoso is a person that eats a lot of cheese? No, chismoso, gossiper. Huh? We got to give time to God. The family that prays together stays together. La familia que reza unida permanece unida. ¿No es cierto? No tengo tiempo, pero chismosa, ¿sí? 15, 20 minutos por teléfono, cada 4 horas, ¿huh? For that reason, we have to be like the light. Not a light, not a candle that is extinguished, but the candle that is burning bright. You know, the primary responsibility of parents, godparents, is to bring your children to heaven. Amen? La responsabilidad mayor de los papás y padrinos llevar los hijos al cielo. Preso estamos aquí. Hoje um dia muito alegre, porque vamos batizar para o mesmo tempo um dia de responsabilidade. Today is a very important day, joyful day, because of the baptism, but also it's a day in which you have to be responsible, to be a burning light in front of your children. La luz del buen ejemplo, the light of good example. Amen?
Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.